Good afternoon, everyone. Is it just me, or does it always seem that the deacons get the wonderful gospels to preach on while the priests get these other wonderful gospels that are so easy, but it's the deacon who always gets these gospels, right? Thank goodness. But today we have a gospel that is both challenging and life-giving. And last week, which is one I really wanted to preach on, I love that gospel of light and salt. And we heard the Lord say to us that we are to be salt of the earth and light to the world. And we aren't light to the world if we say, well, I don't murder people, I don't commit adultery, and I don't perjure myself. Most people here on earth do not murder, do not commit adultery, or commit perjury. But what the Lord is telling us today and what he is teaching us here, that we are to be salt and light, and that he is asking us to go deeper. The Lord always calls us to go deeper in his word. Jesus says, you have heard it said, you shall not commit murder. But what I say is avoid senseless anger, abusive words, and contempt for others. Far from abolishing the law, Jesus' teaching goes deeper, moving from external behavior to the righteousness of our heart. And our heart always motivates our actions. Jesus doesn't reject the old law, but he clarifies its meaning, and he takes us out into the deep. We can destroy people in more subtle ways than murder. We can destroy people through our words, through our own hatred, defamation, and slander. We can destroy a person's good name by the wounding insult, by gossip, and by trivializing their own self-worth, and by dropping suggestive and malicious hints about their character. We may not stab people in the heart, but we surely are good at stabbing people in the back. We are light when we respect human dignity, when we don't engage in personal insult and ridicule today. Do you know someone who respects people even though he or she disagrees with them? That person is salt of the earth and light of the world. Jesus says, you have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But what I say is avoid infidelity of the heart, the fantasizing, the toying with temptation, the disengagement from the life of the family that can dry up the family life and separate people even though they live in the same house. We've all heard the term married singles. Legally, they are married, but emotionally, they are divorced. We are light when we nourish and commit ourselves completely to our family life. Do you know someone who is committed to his or her family? In a culture where family life is so easily neglected, they are the light of the world, and they are the salt of the earth. And Jesus says, you have heard it said, do not bear false witness. That is, do not commit perjury. But what I say is, avoid the need to swear an oath. The Lord says that our word should be clear and dependable, in and out, loaded with half-truths, mental reservations, and we're always crossing our fingers. In a world where human conversation becomes a game, so that even though we know what people are saying to us, we're really not sure what they mean. Jesus is calling us to be people of truth, whose yes means yes, and whose no means no. Anybody here has a favorite TV program, Cops or Live PD? Okay, I'm the only one. It leave me hanging. I love that program. If you ever watch it, they go around and, you know, they have the officers filming, pulling these people over. And every time I hear, you know, the officer will say, "Do you have anything in the car?" "Oh, no, officer, I swear to God, I don't have anything. Swear on my mother's grave." And then they go through the car and they found drugs and guns and knives. And that's what our Lord is talking about. Let our yes mean yes and our no mean no. Do you know someone whose word is dependable and reliable? That person is the light of the world and salt of the earth. So what I think that we can all take home with us today is that Jesus is asking all of us to go deeper in our own lives. He is teaching us to look within, because I love the saying by Matthew Kelly that our lives change when our habits change. Maybe we can think about some of our habits that are hurting others as Lent starts in a little over a week. And I also think that the Lord is saying that the real measure of violence in our society is not found so much in crime statistics, but in all the ways that we put people down, that we despise others, how we all hold on to grudges so that the taking of life becomes just the next step in the world already steeped with much division and with much hate. The measure of the breakdown of family life doesn't come from the number of divorces, but from the lack of serious commitment and the responsibility to our own family relationships. It's infidelity of the heart that our Lord is talking about. The number of perjuries, but by all the lies, the evasions, and the deceptions, and the half-truths that we see in so many parts of our society. In such a world, to be salt and light is to be people who respect others and family life, and most of all, to be people of truth. So what can we draw from these challenging words of Jesus today? You know, there's a tendency to say that we are all products of our environment because our souls are like Velcro, picking up whatever is out there. Everybody's doing it. So it's okay for me to do it as well. But we don't have to be like everyone else. Maybe this week we could all dare to be different, to be salt and light, and to give life to others, to everyone that walks in our path. After all, isn't the choice really ours on how we all act and how we react? There's an old comedy line that I absolutely love, that a man goes in the doctor and says, "Doctor, I broke my arm in several places." And the doctor replies, "Then stop going to those places." And that's what we're called to do, is to stop and to go deeper. You know, Lent starts a week from this coming Wednesday. Let's all put some thought this week into by our own actions, how we can commit adultery by the infidelity of our own heart, and how we can let our yes mean yes and our no mean no, and that people can take us for our word. No more gossip, no more spreading of lies, no more half-truth just to make ourselves look good. Let's all be people with morals and values and integrity, and where everyone will see the face of Jesus in us, but most of all, we'll see the face of Jesus in our actions. And remember that actions always, always speak louder than words. Let's all be salt and light to others. We always have the chance once more to renew our life, to examine the choices that we are making, and to look at our fidelities that are shaping our own lives. We need to ask ourselves the question, do they come from the gospel? Or do they come from the world? Each Sunday is a call to remodel our lives into a place of salt and light. And you know, we can only do so much about the world around us, but we can do everything about the world within us.